In the gospel reading today, our Lord speaks to us about these 10 virgins, the 5 foolish and the 5 wise. And what's interesting is that when we get to the end and the 5 foolish virgins come back, the Master says, "I don't know who you are." And what's interesting about that is one has to assume that if we think about how weddings are today, that the bridesmaids are pretty much known to the bride and the groom. You don't just go out and pick 5 strangers to be your bridesmaids and say, "Well, you're female, could you be a bridesmaid for you? I don't know who you are, but you know, I'd like to have you in my wedding." You wouldn't do that. So these are people who are well known to the bride and groom. And yet, I think we all experience in our lives situations where we've maybe known somebody for years, and then things happen in their lives, and we say, "I don't know this person. It's like I've never met them. I don't know who they are anymore." So you know who they are in general, but they've changed. They no longer want to live the way that they know to be the right way. That's the same thing our Lord is talking about here. What happens is that if we are trying to live a spiritual life, and then we stop, what happens is we start going backwards. And if we don't get the prayer life back in order, we're going to keep sliding backwards. And if we slide backwards, not only do we fall into old habits, but of course, we start taking on a lot of the bad things that are around us. And we also know from all the psychological work that has been done and so on, that people with habitual problems, if they pick it up from where they left off. They don't start over. They pick it up from where they left off and then very quickly go south from there. So if you had something years ago that you've given up and you decide you're going to take it up again, you're going to very, very quickly fall into some really bad stuff because you pick up where you left off, even if it's been years. So really we can look at this and say, okay, this person started hanging around with a different group of friends. I don't know them anymore. They're doing different things, and I don't know what they're doing. Or maybe we've decided just to change the way we're doing things or go back to sinful things or whatever. So when we come and knock on the Lord's door, he's going to say, "I don't know who you are." We're going to say, "Oh, but remember way back when? You know, I used to pray. I used to be a good person." He's going to say, "Used to? I don't know you anymore. I don't know who you are." So it's not because all of a sudden he became stupid or had a memory lapse and doesn't have a clue who you are. But from a relational point of view, he's going to look and say, "I don't have a relationship with you." Or just really the other way around, "You don't have a relationship with me. I don't know who you are." He desires more than anything for us to love him, for us to be in that relationship with him. That's what he's looking for. Not just going through the motions of things, but loving him. That's our call. And if we love somebody, we know them. St. Thomas says you can't love what you don't know. St. Francis flips it the other way and says you can't know what you don't love. But whichever comes first, the chicken or the egg, the more that you know somebody, the more you can love them. The more you love them, the more you can know them. So it's not just knowing about our blessed Lord, it is knowing our Lord. And that only comes through prayer. So if we don't want him to look at us on the day that we knock on his door and say, "I tell you, I do not know you." And if you go through the Gospels, you will recognize there are a number of parables that he says the exact same thing. So it's something we need to be aware of. I mean, if he's going to make the same point over and over again, there's a reason for that. Because there are a lot of people who are going to give him lip service, but They don't know him. They don't love him. And so that's a great thing for all of us to look at. That simple question, do I truly love the Lord? That doesn't mean do I have gushy feelings and oh, isn't Jesus cute? No. Do I love him? Do I serve him? Is he the focus of my life? Do I have a prayer life and am I trying to conform myself to him? Am I wanting to become more and more like the beloved? Is he truly the beloved of my soul? Because if he is, then the people around us, that love overflows to them. If he's not, then what we've got is that little tiny bit of love that he's already put in our hearts that we can give to everybody else. But the more we can love him, the more we can love everyone else. It's a win-win situation. There's nothing lost except your sins. And if you lose your sins, that's a win-win situation for you too. So there's no downside to this, but only an upside. Unless you want to live like a pagan, then yeah, it's a downside to take up the prayer life because the Lord's going to tell you to knock it off. So that's when it comes down to that point, I tell you, I do not know you. What a tragic thing to hear, whether that's today or the day that we die. Do we really know him? Have we opened our heart to him? Do we have a relationship with him? That's what he desires for each one of us. He's not going to force it on you because it has to be a freely chosen thing. Can't force somebody to love you. So he loves you. He wants you to love him. It's the only way it can be a relationship. The only way you can love him is to take the time to be with him, to talk to him from your heart, not just saying prayers, talking to the Lord with your own words. Yeah, you need to pray your rosary. Yeah, you need to, there are prayers that we need to say. We need to pray. We need to talk to him in the depths of our heart, so that we can grow in that relationship. As we grow in that relationship, we grow in love. And as we grow in love, we know him, and he knows us.